My name is Olivia Partida. I'm 16 years old. Today is December 6th, and I'm speaking with Juan Partida, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. So, what was your childhood like?
My childhood like was fun. It was growing up in the Pilsen area, in the Little Village area. It was basically a lot of sports. Playing baseball was one of my favorite sports, and during the summer, football during the winter months, and bowling was another major sport that I was always playing as a young child.
Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up with them as your parents?
Well, my parents were like any other parents. They were very strict. But they taught us the values of what life was and how hard it was that we had to study and go to school in order to make a better life for us when we get older. My dad taught me the whole notion of responsibility, while my mom taught me the whole idea of properly being educated, but also being part of the religious part of the family. Where religion and Catholic, and being a Catholic meant was very strong in our family.
So how was life also like growing up with your siblings?
It was fun. It was, coming from a big family. I always had somebody to play with. If it wasn't playtime, it was always fighting or arguing or fighting over whose turn was it to wash dishes, whose turn was it to throw garbage out or to clean. It was always a rivalry, and we always were very competitive, trying to outdo one another. In sports, was one a good example of that.
Was there any like one of your siblings that you got along with the best?
Probably my younger brother, who's right below me. We were so close in age, so we had a lot of things in common.
Are there any traditions that you have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
As far as traditions, possibly maybe in Christmas. In Christmas, we would get together and as a family, always as a family, an immediate family, and we would celebrate everything together. We would always go to Mass every Christmas. We would always prepare dinner and just enjoy our company as a family. We would always sit around the dining room table and just listen to music and talk with one another and enjoy the great festivities as far as the fact that Christmas was there and we were there celebrating as a family.
Which one of the traditions were your favorite?
Probably Christmas, of course, always, because as a child, the idea of getting presents was always very fun. We always loved the whole notion that, Santa was coming, and we always were very prepared for Santa to be there for us when we were young, and that was the only time that we ever received really gifts, so we were always pampered by our parents.
What was your life like? Like right after you got out of high school?
Right after high school, I went to college, and it was a big major changing experience. It was one of the first times I actually lived somewhere else besides home, and it was fun. It was, of course, we did have our good times and playing sports in college and studying, and the whole trying to learn the whole role of responsibility. Mom and dad were no longer there. We had to do everything for ourselves. And we was always accompanied with real good friends in college who I'm still very close to right now. They're friends that I'll always have the rest of my life. And in times of needs, I know that I can always count on them for their support.
How did you meet Mom?
I met your mother through your cousin. Myself and my father, we were shopping one day at a store, and I ran into your aunt, and Mom was with her, and I sort of said hi to your mom's cousin, and I saw mom, and she introduced me to mom, and from there, that was the very first time we actually met. We actually knew each other as a child, but I really didn't pay too much attention to her as a child from the neighborhood. The second time after that was your mom invited me over to a birthday party, and that's when I met mom more officially, more or less, you can say, where we actually started talking.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we end this?
No, I think that was pretty most of it, really, besides the dog bothering us, but I think we did. I'll leave it with that.
Okay, then we're done.
Okay.
Yes.